Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie here at the Roundtables with mothers and daughters around the world. Good morning. Good day to get started and get something going. I know we all have our talents and our gifts and we're working on them in our way. You know, some days we just secretly just spend time visualizing and thinking about what God has placed on our heart to do. And a lot of times when we are doing that, we feel a little pressure as to how to get it done, how quickly can it get done, how long it's going to take to get it done, you know, and then sometimes we get outside of our patience and start toiling and, you know, just wavering and, you know, because the body wants to move, the body wants to do something. Let's get something done now. You know, you want to run ahead of God. Gosh, or she, because they're talking about mostly mothers and daughters here. But, you know, the body just want to take over, take control. So that's some of the things that we're going to talk about today, you know. So sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, as I usually tell you. Call a friend, text them. And I tell you, don't text and drive, but text and say, you know, just dial this number. It's so simple. You don't really have to stop what you're doing. Dial the number and listen, because even if you're just listening, you are going to get, and I mean, that's the only way you're going to get it, don't get me wrong, but if you're moving around, that's what I'm trying to say, and doing what you're doing, and you're listening, you're still going to get what God intends for you to get. The Holy Spirit will tap you and say, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And you go, wow, yeah. You know, so we get it. We don't have to be sitting still to get it. We get it moving around. You know how we do it when we're cooking and looking at television or cooking and talking. If we get revelation, it's going to show up. So before we get too deep this morning, I'm just going to ask, let's see, Frida's with us this morning. Let me go to what we have here. Let me just do a little good morning chat. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Things are good.
Awesome. Absolutely determined.
Yeah, things are good. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. It's amazing. God is good. So we're going to leave
awesome.
It at that at this point. All right, I'll get back with you.
Okay, thank you for checking in.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, we have... Deb with us today. Deb is going to be sitting at the round table with us today. Let's see. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you on the round at the round tables with us this morning. I'll get back with you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Make sure I move here. Ooh, we're growing. Got to move the switchboard. Now, before we get too far gone, let's just make sure that we, yeah, Frida's with us this morning. Frida?
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to hear everybody this morning.
Yes, this is good. This is a good day. Would you mind giving us doing the prayer for us this morning?
Yes, thank you for asking me. Oh, precious Father, we come before you with thanksgiving on our lips, oh God, and as we lift our hands to praise you, oh Father God, we glorify you, Lord, for another day, oh God, to be alive, oh Father God, and we just want to take the time just to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, as we're coming collectively, oh Father God, as mothers and daughters, mother-in-laws, grandparents, oh Father God, in the community, as we all come together, oh Father God, to make this world a better place, as we hold hands, and not just our hands, but our hearts, oh Father God, to be world changers, oh Father God, to make a difference, oh Father God, in this life, oh God. We praise you, we thank you, Father God, as we're transforming, oh God, our women inmates, oh Father God, from drab to fab, meaning fabulous, oh Father God, from the inside out, and every person that's on this line, oh Father God, know, oh Father God, that they were made to do awesome and wonderfully things created by God. We're made in the likeness and image of you, oh God, and we count it a privilege and an honor, oh Father God, to be able to do your work on this earth, oh God. We thank you, Father God, as our minds are being changed and transformed, oh Father God, to be, oh Father God, agents of change, oh God. So we give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so very much. I tell you, it is a time when we do have to, you know, bring our hearts together. Excuse me. As we hold hands together, we definitely, like you say, got to bring our hearts together, because the heart is where the change really going to take place and stay. So I'll get back with you in a little bit. Frieda, thank you so very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We are, it's so exciting. We are here at the round table. Text your family and friends and tell them to join us. I'm telling you, it's just like moving fast. Things are moving fast. I want to thank all of my listening audience this morning. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. You could have been doing anything, but you chose to sit in at the round table with us. And, you know, even though you may say, well, I'm not with them. Yes, you are. The round table is just the parable, like Jesus, you know. You could be there. Just see yourself sitting at the round table with us here on the radio. And click one if you have something that you would like to share. We would definitely like to hear your perspective on what our topics are, what our topics are for today. You can tell, I tell you, it was just like fast morning. So just bear with me just a moment. Let me go over to the other side of this. I am so excited. We're always looking for someone to come and join us on Saturday morning to sit at the round table. You know, we get excited when we have someone joining us. It just gives us a little depth as far as, you know, sharing information, because we all have a story and we all have that story inside of us just waiting to come out. And when you can come and sit at the table and just share your story, it's just a wonderful thing to do, and we appreciate it. It broadens our perspective for the audience, because we can only, Frieda, Jesse and myself, we can only give our point of views, and we do that and from, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through us, but he speaks through you too. And so when you're listening, I'm sure you're getting a little nugget of revelations and saying, wow, oh man, I didn't think about that. Oh, I know someone that's in that situation. I know this person. They should have heard this word. You know, so when you're doing all that, yes, pass the word on to them. But if you have something that you want to share, that you feel just moving around in your heart, or your soul, just pick one. No one can see you. They're only going to hear you. But I guarantee you, you will minister to someone that's out there, because otherwise God would not have placed you on this call. I do believe that. I believe that you're here for a reason, and all of us have something that can help someone else, a word, because if you allow the Holy Spirit, he will definitely speak to you. I'm not more special than anybody else, Cynthia Frieda. We're just doing what the Lord asked us to do. We're not here trying to shine and trying to, you know, it's all about us. No. That's why you don't see us on Facebook and Twitter and all that, just click, 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 blowing it up. It's not necessary. The Holy Spirit will get to who he needs to get to. And all this showboating is just, you know, ego for some people. But we are not into that. We are just going to do, move on this track and keep it the way that the Holy Spirit is saying. You know, you don't have to shine the light over the world. You just need to focus so that God and Holy Spirit can speak to you as you, your life intersects with someone else's life. So we intersect with you on the radio, and there's other people on here that would love to hear what you have to say. And we would too, because you are as valuable as any one of us. So I just wanted to say that this morning. That came on my heart, and I mean, I didn't plan to say it. It just came out. So that's, there you go. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. We are based on Ezekiel 16:44, and where God says, as is the mother, comma, so is her daughter. And that speaks volumes. And, you know, when you think about that, it's not a small thing. It's not something that's very light. It is very deep. I had a young lady this week, and she was saying to me, you know, I just don't want to be like my mother. I mean, a young lady, and I'm thinking, how many times, ladies, have we heard this? Like, I don't want to be like my mother. And the same thing she does, I just will not do. I refuse to do it. I don't want to do that to my children. And she's 16 years old. And I was listening to her, and I said to myself, here we go. Here we go. For the audience, most of you know, but a lot of you don't know, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. And so I hear the stories, and there's a pattern. And the pattern is that when I have a teenager, somewhere between 13 and 18, oh, my God, especially 13 and 16, it is so deep and heavy when they're saying, I don't want to be like my mother. She does this and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and you just go back and forth. And I'm sitting there listening going, how many times have I heard this? And I told her, I said, well, you know, you're saying that now. I said, but don't you know that out of all the counseling that I've done, I could say 9 out of 10 girls around between the age of 13 and 16 is really strong on what they don't like about their mothers. She said, really? I said, yeah. Are you serious? I said, yeah. I thought it was only me. No, it's a common thing. And then it lasts, you know, they could be 30 or 40, and you're still trying to do things differently from your mother. Yet when you have children, you find yourself doing the same thing you said you was not going to do. So when I explained that to her, she was like, oh, no, don't tell me, Dr. Bessie, that's the way I'm going to turn out. I said, oh, yeah. You can change some things, but some things inside of you, and before you know it, because it's lodged into your subconscious mind, it will pop up, and it will surprise you. You're like, what? That's my mother. That's what my mother said. And I said, I would never say that. See? So here we are. Somebody's listening. Somebody's going to hear. So call in. Let's talk. Join the conversation. Text your friends, 347-539-5078. Tell them to join us and listen to the program today. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers. Are you waiting on God? Are you waiting on God? Get your pen and your paper and get your favorite drink and let's have a conversation, because I'm laughing because that's what we do. Like, God, when are you coming? We waiting on you. You know, and he's looking at us going, waiting on me for what? But I don't want to get into all that. That's a part of the conversation. Announcements this morning. Good news. God speaks to mothers and daughters. You can purchase the book at mdbn.org, mdbn.org. Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all the major bookstores. It's published by Leah Agency. You can go to their website at LAEL.com, Leah Agency. And let's see what we have this morning. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at Dr. Bessie One. That's DrBessie, the number one, at gmail.com. Again, our stimulating topic this morning, mothers, are you waiting on God? That's the question. Think about that. And he said, no, I'm not waiting on God. Think about it. Are you really? Last week we had a similar topic as transformation of a mother, a daughter, and we talked about the images that we see and how we transform those images into the person that we want to be. Today we're going to do a what I call open mic session, and a lot of it I'll do just a small bit, and then I'm opening up because we have at least four people that's going to interact together this morning, and it makes a good dialogue. When I was in Florida, Cynthia, Frieda, and myself, we actually were sitting at the round table and had an opportunity to do the Saturday morning show in one spot, and we truly enjoyed that. It was awesome. We just, I mean, when we got to the end of the show, I don't think anybody wanted it to be over because it was so enjoyable, just sitting there feeding off each other and that energy. So we don't necessarily get to do that that often. In fact, that was the first time we've done it all in one spot, I believe. So this is what we are headed to now because of the travel and the schedule that is coming up before me. Things are moving fast, and so we're going to be moving around a lot more. So we'll be doing it, and we just had this one taste, and it was just really, really good. It felt so good. That brings us to our stimulating topic this morning again. Mothers, are you waiting on God? Now, when you say waiting on God, you're like, I know we say it, but do you really mean it? You know, I used to say it all the time, and then I stopped. Because I was like, God, where are you? Do you not know? Do you not see? Are you listening? Where are you, God? Why would you allow that to happen, God? I know you were there. Did you see them? Did you see what they did? Did you see how they treat me? Do you hear them talking about me? God, where are you? And you're looking like, yeah, I'm looking at all of that. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Bessie? And you said, because, you know, it's the attitude is that, well, I'm waiting on you to do something. I know you hear them. I know you see them plotting. You know, but one thing about the Holy Spirit, once you really get in tune with the Holy Spirit will tell you when people are plotting against you. It's amazing the things that he shares. You know, once you get into this conversation and it's like your best friend and he and I, we talk, and sometimes he'll say, did you know so-and-so-and-so is happening? And I'm like, what? Yeah, that's what they're doing. I said, oh, okay. But what I do, I don't get like the old Bessie would get, you know, get into my stuff. I would pray for him. And that's what I do. When the Holy Spirit tells me somebody's doing something, I pray for them and I send them love and bless them, you know, because I know I want my side to be clean, because if my side's not clean, when he get ready to clean up on the other side and allow things to happen, you know, I don't want to be in the mix of that wrath. So I'm like, Lord, you know, I love him. Anything I've done, I repent. Let, you know, I'm going to get on the other side of that. But when we're doing all of this, we're asking. See, the Holy Spirit does the work. So now here we are. God, what are you doing? Jesus, you know, and we go like there's like three different people. We go from God to Jesus and Father and Holy Spirit, and we're just going back and forth, calling different names, and the enemy wants you to get twisted with that. Well, who do I talk to? Do I talk to Jesus? Well, they said I got to go through Jesus to get to God. Okay, so let me talk to Jesus, and Jesus is going to talk to God. Well, what about the Holy Spirit? Now, where is he? He's on the other side. Okay, Holy Spirit, you talk to him sometimes. It can get very confusing. Who are we talking to? That's why Jesus said, ask me nothing once I leave here. You go to the Father. Ask the Father in my name. Don't ask nothing of me. And I got to find that scripture. Ask nothing of me. Ask the Father in my name, and I will do it for you. So what part of I will do it for you? That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does the work. So I had this vision. And the vision was, everything is done, Bessie. It was done on the cross. There's nothing that you could ever think about that has not been done. But you got to believe that. You got to believe that before you can receive it. If you don't believe it's all done, and was done on the cross when he said it was finished, then it's going to be a hard time for you to believe that you can receive, because you can't receive except for what has been done on the cross, the total salvation, which includes your health, your wealth, your prosperity, food, clothes. That's why he said, don't worry about these things. It's all taken care of. Why would you worry about something that's already taken care of? So in the meantime, while we're sitting back saying, I'm waiting on you, Lord, do you see this? Why are you allowing this to happen? He says, no, there's nothing I can do. I gave all power and authority to Jesus. And when he left, he says, you know what? I'm going to give you all power and authority in my name. So now you have power and authority, Bessie. Why don't you use it? Why are you not using it? Why are you coming to me? See, now that means you don't believe me. Because I told you, I gave it to Jesus. He ascended. He said, no, I'm going to drop this on you. I'm going to give this to you. And we're going to send back someone that's going to walk with you and talk with you and do the work and lead and guide you, the Holy Spirit. So now you've got the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. And you got the power and authority. But yet you look at God and say, God, where are you? What are you doing? Do you see? And he's looking at you like, really? Are you really asking me that? Then you don't believe. You can receive nothing until you believe. You got to believe my word. Read your Bible. What did I say? Jesus says, I said what my Father said, and I did what my Father told me to do. Because he knew in those words was the power and authority. So he decided, I can't do what I want to do. I have to do what he told me because he has the power and authority. At that time, Jesus had no power and authority. He went to the Father. If he had the power and authority, why would he ask the Father? He asked the Father because he wanted to get his authority and his power. And the minute God said, do this, and he did it, miracles followed. Now, why do you think he said, I only do what the Father tells me to do? We can't change one word. We can't change one word. One word gives it a different author. You change in authors. And then you change in the power and authority. So now you got power and authority. And you got someone who's going to do the work. Someone's going to tell you exactly where to go, when to go, when not to go, who to engage with, who to back away from. You will know if you ask the Holy Spirit. Because remember, you have power and authority. If I gave you a MasterCard, it's endless. And you are shopping and you're doing what you're doing and enjoying yourself. You're like, wow, money is no option. You can just go and buy. You're like a little kid in a candy store with all the toys you can run. It's a candy store kid mall. You're just running all over the place buying this and buying that. Just imagine a mall that just you're a kid and you're just running around and just stick your card in. Boom, 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 boom. You think, hey, I'm in heaven. Think about it. You have that MasterCard right now. You have it. You have to use your imagination. See that MasterCard in your hand. And use it. Instead of using it, we're waiting on God. Why would you ask me for something, Bessie, if I've already given it to you? But as you run around with the MasterCard that's in your hand, and you go to one store, and most stores, they don't ask for identification. It used to be you couldn't even use a card without someone asking for your identification. Now they don't care. Swipe it, keep it moving. But this particular store says, you know what? I need to see your driver's license. You pull out your driver's license. And they said, the driver's license don't match the card, ma'am. Oh, I know. But Dr. Fletcher told me I could use the card. She gave me authority. I can get anything I want off the card. Well, ma'am, we don't know that. We don't have no reason to believe, not to believe you, but we don't believe because your name is not on it. She needed to give you a card with your name on it. You said, well, you can call her. They called me, and I said, yes. She has the right to use it. Oh, okay. Boom. You got it. You go. You see, we have a MasterCard. We have the power and authority to use it at any time for anything we want. But instead of using the MasterCard, we want to say we're waiting on God. We want him to do another creation. That on the sixth day it was finished, it was done. The seventh day he rest. So how dare we as humans that we want you to create something else. You didn't do it good enough. I got a need. I need you to create this for me. And you will never get it because you don't believe. Only faith moves God. So if faith is moving God, that means what? If you believe that you receive, then it will come to you. Everything that you can even imagine is in the spiritual realm. God didn't make what you desire and place it on the earth. It's in a spiritual realm. And you hear people talk about that. What does that mean? It means it's in a heavenly place. In order for you to get it, you got to first believe that when Jesus was on the cross, everything was done. That's the first thing. Now you got faith. Because you believe that. So if everything is done, then where is it? It's in the spiritual realm. I've heard people say you just got to reach up and grab it. So if you don't have faith, see, faith is not something that you see. Faith is something that you don't see. Because if you can see it, it already is. That came, the things that you see on the earth, came from somebody else's faith. Somebody else saw it in their mind. Someone else saw that design. Someone else created that thing. The car that you drive, the house that you live in, that's somebody else's faith, and they did the creation. It was through their vision that that thing manifests. What are you manifesting? Are you willing to reach up into the heavenly realm and pull down what's yours? And the reason why people think they're waiting on God is they don't have faith enough to believe the simple 1, 2, 3 steps. It's not hard. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22. That's my favorite. 23, say to any mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be moved from you. 24, whatever you say and believe in your heart, and don't doubt it, it shall come to you. Think about it. All of that is written on the MasterCard. All you got to do, believe it. It's like being a child. You got to use your imagination because you got to see through your mind's eye that thing that you want is in a heavenly place. It's on the table prepared before your enemy. And you got to go to that table, and you got to believe it's there, and you got to believe that you can reach in there and take what you want and bring it back down to the earthly realm. That's what's called bringing a dream into reality. So the question is, mothers, are you waiting on God, or is God waiting on you? God's waiting on you. And what is he waiting on? He's waiting on you to have faith in him, to believe his word, to do the same thing Jesus did. Jesus believed in him so much that whatever he said, that's what he did. And Jesus was slow to speak. He didn't just run out and start running his mouth. He asked the question, he sought, and he thought about it, and then he says, okay. And then he spoke. You see? And it's just like the gentleman that came up to Jesus and said, you know, I need, you know, one of my men, he was a captain in the army. And he says, one of my men is dying, you know, and I came to you because I know that you are have the power to heal him if you just speak the word. Jesus said, well, I'll just go to your house. He said, oh, no, you don't have to go to the house. He said, I know who you are. You are a man of authority because I'm a man of authority. If I tell a soldier to go, they'll go. If I tell them to come, they'll come. If I tell my servant to bring me something, they'll bring it. Because when I speak, they obey me. And I recognize you. You are a man of authority. So if you just speak the word, you see, the Spirit will do the work. So Jesus looked at him and looked at everybody and said, you know, I've never seen anybody with such faith. You know, because he's like, he gets it. He gets me. He knows that I have power and authority. I don't have to step one place. I can just say it. Because when you asked me and I said, Father, what should I do? And he said, say this. And he said, boom. He knows he don't have to move. He was walking around just to please the people. He didn't have to go anywhere. He didn't have to move. But how many people would have faith enough to believe that he could stand in one spot and speak to someone in China? And you have that same ability, mothers and daughters. And you know that. How many times we hear something happen on the other side of the world and everybody says, well, we're going to get together and pray. You're in Florida. You're in North Carolina. You're in Chicago. You're talking about Malaysia. You're talking about Haiti. Everybody's praying. Why? Because we know we have the authority that those prayers and that energy is going to go where we send it. See, we use it sometimes, and sometimes we act like we don't have it. That's wavering. He said, a man that wavers back and forth, to and fro, gets nothing from me. Because you're wavering. You don't, one minute you believe, and the next minute you don't. One minute you believe, and the next minute you don't. So you get nothing. And years go by. But I'm telling you, and I'm telling you from what's happening in my life right now, that picture that I just painted in your mind's eye, a lot of that was me. God, where are you? I used to tell him I used to try to make God do. And I know, I look back now, I had to go and apologize, repent. Lord, please forgive me. How dumb was that? How are you going to just make God do something? God now. You're like a little kid having a tantrum. Gets no attention from him. Your emotions don't move God. Your faith moves God. You believe me? Hey, you got me, Bessie. So when I switch into that belief and that faith mode, and I said to him, it's been months ago now, I said, Lord, you know what? I denounce everybody, children, family, friends, everybody. It's just me and you. I'm going to believe you 100%. I'm telling you, things started changing. Things started changing. And as I tell people, it only takes one phone call that can change your life. And I got that phone call on Thursday. One phone call. But why at this point in time? Because I said and I did. I focus on him. I'm going to believe you. I will have no doubt. I'm going to stay in here, and I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to believe you. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to go to that table, and I'm going to take what I need off that table, and I'm going to hold on to it, and I'm going to pull it down to the earthly realm because I'm going to believe you. If Jesus said it, I believe it. I'm not even going to doubt it because he cannot lie. I believe you. And just keep saying, I believe you. I believe you, God. I believe you. I believe you. I'm telling you. The windows of heaven will open up in a way that you can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. Things that we dreamt about happening. I'm like, wow. Because you know what? And I'm telling you this because God asked me to. God asked me to. Now, I'm not going into detail because I dare not have anybody think I'm bragging about anything. But he said, you got to teach mothers and daughters. Once you pull it down and once you see it, then you got to teach the others how to do it. And he'll show me how to do that. And I'm telling you, it works. Because I often wonder, why is it some people look like everything is working in their life and their ministry is doing this and doing that? No, it's not about other people. It's about your faith in God. You got to focus on that. And once you can shift in your consciousness, renew your mind, and see that there ain't but one way, and that's to believe what God said. He sent Jesus just to teach us the course. Grade yourself. Are you A, B, C, D, E, F? Some people are even a G. Where are you on that scale? How much more and how many more tests do you have to take before you can get into faith and know God is God. There is no other. Jesus, he gave his life. Get the lesson. How disrespectful can we be to let someone hang on a cross, to suffer the pain and the agony that Jesus suffered, and yet we do not believe what he told us? How disrespectful is that? That's the way I look at it, and that's what kind of helped me channel my faith. Because I'm thinking, I'm being disrespectful to Jesus. We claim we love him. We call on his name. I'm going to close with this. That's why he says when you get to the gates and your name is not in the book of life, and you say, but Jesus. This is me. You know me. I healed in your name. I raised the dead in your name. I fed in your name. I clothed in your name. I did works in your name. And he looks at you and says, yeah, you did. You did good, too. Did good works. You pleased the people. Everybody was happy. You were on Facebook, and you were bragging, and you were doing this, and you're doing that. Oh, yeah, you did good works. But see, you got your reward from the people. But get thee away from me because I don't know you. Why would he say I don't know you if you use his name? Because the power and authority is in his name. It works for the just and the unjust. It doesn't change just for you. The power is always going to be in his name. If you believe, if I say in the name of Jesus this is going to happen, whatever you say and believe, Mark 24, it shall happen. But did you spend time with him? Did you get into the closet and meditate every day, morning and night, and just sit and be still and let him talk to you? Did you do that? Did you have an intimate relationship? That's what he means. I don't know you. You were never intimate with me. Until you get intimate with him, until that Holy Spirit roll up inside of you in a groan, you gotta go back into your closet. You gotta go back into your closet. I wrote not one word this morning. Not one word. And so that came directly from the Holy Spirit. It's for somebody. You read on the cuff. You got to get this lesson. You have to come back and listen to this again. Listen to it again. But that's your answer. Mothers, are you waiting on God? Or is God waiting on you? That's the question. Think about it. And once you really get through that, I'm telling you, your life is going to change. You're going to shift into another atmosphere. Out of all the radio programs I've had, this one seems different to me because I've seen the shift. I'm in the vortex. It's happening. So, if it's happening to me, it can happen to you. Just got to get in there. And as I say, shut your mouth. You don't need to talk. God knows everything. What are you talking about? What are you telling him? Just be quiet. He said all those words. Just talking. He don't want to hear all that. Just be still. He knows. What are you telling? You can't tell God nothing. All about your problems. Go over here. Do this, do that, do the other. He already knows. Can you just sit and be still? And I'm telling you, amazing things will happen. He'll show up. And that he's done for me. He show up. He's shown up many times. He shows up. You don't have to believe me. But I'm telling you, if you just sit and be still, don't say nothing, he'll talk to you and he will show up. I know that for a fact. I'm going to go to the switchboard. Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia. I don't know where she's at. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm just absorbing everything, I tell you. That last piece that just struck like a chord in me about all that talking when you talk to God, you know, I'm trying to learn and listen and you know, let it be a dialogue where I'm not just talking. I want God to talk back with me, but I need to shut up sometime, you know, and that's where I'm at. I'm waiting, but I'm also talking too much, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm just letting mm-hmm. that marinate, and I tell you, I'm just learning to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for letting me share that.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, when you know, you and I both are talkers. You know, when you're a talker, you just talk. And see, people don't realize, you know, when God was explaining that to me, because I really went in and said, God, you know what? I know I'm doing something wrong. I know it's me. It's not you. You know, so first of all, you got to realize that. And then he started explaining to me. You're telling me stuff? I already know. You're doing the talking. What do you know? You don't know my plans. You don't know what the next second is going to bring, but yet you're talking like you're telling me something. But if you listen, I'll tell you something that will get you to the next step. I'm telling you, I shut my mouth. I don't see, he said, my children beg and call it prayer. All that begging. God, can you please help me with this? God, can you do that? He says begging. He's not impressed with that. And I was a beggar. He said, they beg it and they call it prayer. But can you just be
wow.
still and listen? Be still and know that I'm God. When you think of your prayer, think of how you're talking to God. You're asking for something. Take care of this one. Do that one. Go over here. Go over there. God ain't doing none of that. Everything is done. But can you sit down and let me talk to you? His greatest pleasure was coming in that Garden of Eden and saying, Adam, where are you? God, coming to Adam, where are you? I'd just like to talk to you. Are you the same person? That's why he sent Jesus to save us, because he wants to talk to us. But the devil wants you to think you got to talk to God. You got to ask him. You got to remind him. You got to tell him because he ain't smart enough to know what you need. So that's why we have to be still. Let me see if I can get Cynthia back on the line. Cynthia.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we were trying to get you.
It's okay. I heard you. I heard you. I must have had it on mute. But okay. Anyway, I always mute it because of the background noise. But, you know, Deborah said, you know, she has to learn to listen. I think that's a lesson for all of us. I think we all struggle to listen because we oftentimes in anxiety, it gets very loud, not only outwardly, but it gets loud inwardly. And we're trying to overtalk the voice that we're hearing in order to get God to hear us. And he hears us, and that's why God has a still small voice. You don't have to talk a lot, and you don't have to talk loud for him to hear you. But it is in that anxiety. The thing is, for us as human beings, we have to learn to quiet the anxiety in order that we can do this the way that God would have us to do this in our waiting in him. And we need to get in the habit of waiting in him instead of on him because he's already there, and he's already given us everything we need to do what it is that he would have us to do. But in all of the anxiety, it gets lost in the fact that we have this, that he has given us everything we need, like that MasterCard that you mentioned. He has given us everything we need to do what he's called us to do. Oftentimes we're waiting on money. Oftentimes we're waiting on somebody else to help us do what he's called us to do. But no, he has given us everything we need to do what he's called us to do. If we just do it, shut up, stop telling everybody what you're doing, and just do it. Because most people don't understand your madness. Because when God calls you to do something and you step away from something that the world thinks you should be doing because you're making money, they don't understand anyway. So just shut your mouth and just do it. If he told you to get a certain degree and he told you to go to school and he's pushing you in that direction, just go with the flow. We often struggle so much, Dr. Fletcher, in this life because we're not going with the flow of God. We're trying to do everything that we think we can do in order to make it happen. We're toiling, like you mentioned earlier, toiling. We just toil, and the harder and the more we want it, the more we toil, thinking it's going to bring it closer and faster. Don't work that way. We just need to do and follow the Holy Spirit because he's guiding us to where God would have us to go, and we just need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my take on it. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Mm-hmm. We have an open mic, so you're going to be open. Deborah's
okay.
Open to it, but and then we'll get Frida. See, that's the key. And while you were talking, the Holy Spirit just said something to me. I had a revelation. It said in 1982 when I was asking God, why am I here? What was my purpose? And he said, I sent you here to teach people how I communicate with them. And I come one of two ways, either through man, the physical body, or through the intro conversation. And just then, God revealed to me, see, the intro conversation is where you have to be still. And managing that conversation is the key. And I've been saying that for years, but a clarity came into my spirit this while ago. I've been saying the key to whatever it is that you want, it's in that conversation. So where does the devil go? He doesn't go into your body. The devil never touched your body. He can't touch your body. Think about it. Because he's a spirit. But he can talk and he can touch your mind. And that's where he goes. He goes inside that conversation. He'll start talking to you and telling you what people are doing and saying and getting you all twisted up and thinking somebody's after you and get you paranoid and all of a sudden you're schizophrenic and you're drinking and you're doing all kind of stuff, or he loves you and the man ain't even thinking about you. You know, just crazy stuff.
because he can only enter in there. But what you do in that conversation can affect your body. It can affect your health, your mental status. And then that's how he chips away at you. And if you don't have the word of God to combat those conversations, we all could be insane at a blink of an eye. Because what? If you allow him to, he will steal, kill, and destroy your soul. And your soul is your mind.
Well, he tells us that so much. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
He tells us,
go ahead.
He tells us in Scripture that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. So he even
that's
tells
right.
us this in advance. So it ain't nothing new. Everything that he warns us against, if we can find it in Scripture, if we take the time, like you said, sit down somewhere and get into the Word, then you'll know when to not to react to life, but to respond. And how do you respond? By getting in the Word in your quiet time, so you'll know how to combat the enemy.
Well, you know, there's a person that God put me under for 3 straight years. His name is Keith Moore. If anybody can pull Keith Moore, his tapes, everything is free. You can go on the website, Faith Life Ministries with Keith Moore. Keith always said, yeah, you hear him. You read the Bible 24 hours a day. You could do all of that. It goes right back to standing at that gate when he says, I don't know you. But you can do all of that, but you've got to be a doer of the word. That's the Bible.
Amen.
A lot of people know Scripture. They can quote them back and forth, but they don't do
mm-hmm.
them. Go ahead, Frieda. What do you think?
I wanted to touch on something that you have mentioned a couple of times, and you mentioned about with the social media and blowing it up and things of that nature. I'm beginning to see, and I'm quite sure that you often see it more so now in the 21st century, that we're inundated with so many electronic doing something. You're just constantly busy. It's really, unfortunately, you go out and sit and just go to a park, go anywhere and just sit and observe people. You will normally find most people, they have a phone, they have something that they're engaged, and that can be dangerous because you have not learned, and it's a form of discipline. And you have gotten to the point that you're constantly busy. Even if you want to sit down, you got something on. So take the time. Ask the Lord to help you, because it's going to be a tug of war for you to sit down and try to listen to God. If you're, that's not even a part of like what you do every day. If you think about it, we're constantly busy, even to the point where even the children, years ago, you go over like great grandparents and things like that. They sit down. You can be quiet for a moment. Now you don't hear so many people say, okay, sit down and just be quiet.
That's the truth. They sure don't.
Right. Because as an adult now, it's just a part of it. We're constantly growing all the time. So take the time. If it's a struggle, ask the Lord. Even if you're a person that you know that, all of us, we like to be able to talk. But I said to the lady 2 weeks ago, I said, we have 2 ears. We have 1 mouth. We can be able to listen more. That's what I had mentioned, because she felt bad that she wasn't saying a lot. I said, you know, if you didn't feel that you needed to say anything, it was perfectly fine. So that is my take on it. The time that you use on social media, different places, take that opportunity to be able, at some point of your day, you can start off maybe with 5 minutes. Maybe for somebody that in 15 minutes, they're not able to do that. But start, it could be 5 minutes and see the progression and see what God will be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? People can do what they want to. They'll go sit down and get their hair done for 8 hours. So, you know, I mean, everything is relative. You can't give God 8 hours, but you can go get your hair done for 8 hours. Now, I'm not talking about anybody. Don't take this like I'm trying to. I'm just, we give an example of
right.
what, how we can look at what we're doing and make some changes in our lives. Because God knows I'm making changes every day. So don't think I'm preaching
Me
to
too.
Anybody. I'm just sharing what's on my heart. So when we're talking about social media, I'm not saying social media is a good thing. Social media can be a bad thing. But it's your intent when you go on social media. It's your intent when you do anything, when you're talking to people, even on the phone. What is in your heart? See, that's what God sees. It's not
and Dr. Fletcher, anything out of balance. Anything out of balance. Not good. It's all about balance.
Right.
You can't spend 24/7 on Facebook. You gotta get disciplined. And this is why a lot of our children they label them with whatever that acronym is. I can't
ADHD.
Remember. Yes,
it's ADHD.
This is why, because they're doing 100 things. They're on Facebook. They're trying to do homework. They're listening to music. They're watching the television, and they don't know how
mm-hmm.
to sit down and be quiet and get
nope.
disciplined. So it's important that parents know, mothers know, the importance of telling children to sit down somewhere and do what you need to
yeah.
do. Turn that TV off. Turn that
That's
TV
right.
off. And do what you need to do, because we've gotten away from books. We tell children the computer and the television babysit the kids.
Yeah.
If mothers don't teach them, who gonna teach them?
Yes, yeah. true.
And that's the purpose
Amen.
Of this show, Mother and Daughter. We're trying to
mm-hmm.
teach them how to get to the next level. I like that when you brought that up. Of course, Frieda deals with children, and, you know, she sees this every day. But, you know, you're right, because I remember my mother say, turn the television off, go somewhere and sit down and rest or read.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you went and you did that and you sit down. Now, you know, parents use that to keep them out of their hair. I think we have another caller here, but hold 1 second, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is Ivani. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Ivani. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Praise be to God. I just wanted to call and chip in my little bit on the social media thing. Back around November, I just started to get away from it and and not want to post anything, because I started to realize, for me personally, it was like a sense of almost like an addiction, where I was getting high or feeling really good every time somebody liked a post, or I looked forward to that. And a lot of people are experiencing that. And there have been studies done that every time that people get a like on a Facebook, or they get a text message, or anything that makes an alert on their phone, it releases a hit of dopamine in the brain, which is the happy drug, and people are literally
mm-hmm.
addicted to it because it makes them feel good. So,
mm-hmm.
Once I realized that was what was happening with me, I just wanted to step away and just give myself time with the Lord and the Holy Spirit and let them guide me until I felt that they were saying, okay, you've realized what its proper use is and what its improper use is. So last
mm-hmm.
night I went back on it. So it's been since November to yesterday I went back on, and I realized just how all our children, you know, are getting this addiction at such an early, early age. That's why
mm-hmm.
they are no longer able to wait on anything. There's no patience. There's no communication, because they want that instant gratification. And they're
mm-hmm.
getting it, you know, as babies, as children. And when they don't
mm-hmm.
find it, then they turn to other things, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, wanted to thank you for you know, your program this morning. It's wonderful. It's, as always, eye-opening and very much connected to what the Holy Spirit is guiding me through. So I hope that everyone listening is able to use it and have the Holy Spirit speak to them like it speaks to me. And
mm-hmm.
it's so good to hear you again, to speak to you.
Oh,
my
man.
Love to
it's,
you
good
and
to hear
you.
It's good to hear your voice. I thank you for that, because I know you know the media. I don't know the media that well. But I think when I saw this man someone killed a man and posted on social media. I said, okay, Lord, something's got to be done. I ain't had no idea I was going to talk about social media because, you know, I could care less about it otherwise. But that really did something to me. You're going to kill somebody and post it on social media. Now, we know it has gone too far. But then again, I know people that have two-year-olds. They give them the phones. They give them the iPads and tablets, and they look at something. And they, like you said, and I didn't think about that, that's exactly what they're doing. They're getting that good feeling. And they feel good every time they do something, accomplish something, and they think that's the mean. I'm telling you, we've got to pray for that. We've got to pray for that. Thank you so very much for sharing. See, if you hadn't shared that, somebody would have missed that.
You're welcome. I love you.
Love you, too. All right. That's my good friend, Ivani. So she's down in the Orlando area, too. When we get back down there, we have to holler at her, and I have to introduce you to Frida. Okay, that's our show. I tell you, it went by really fast this morning. Deborah, let's see if I can get back to Deborah. Deborah?
Yes, I'm here.
Deborah. Okay, I don't know if you want to have a last comment since we got in there. I told Deborah this morning when I called her, I said, Deborah, it's like double dutch. You know, you got to kind of know how to move in when we go back and forth. So you want to say something, I'll allow you to give a last comment.
Yeah, real quickly, that lady just hit it on the head because I was going through that, posting pictures, and then I had to talk with self. Why do you post the pictures? You like when people say you're beautiful. You like this and that. You like, you know, and so one day I went to church with a friend real quick, and they was talking about doing a 21-day fast and said it could be anything that you love. And I'm saying, what is it that I really like that I will be willing to give up? Make a long story short, Facebook came to mind, and I didn't really do the fast, but it gave me such a different perspective of where I was putting my time. And so I kind of went off Facebook for a while, and I tell you, the lady hit it on the head. It's about everybody wants somebody to say something nice. Who loves compliments? I believe everybody loves compliments. Who likes criticism? I don't think people like criticism. And so it's defeating that thing. Maybe some people got low self-esteem, or maybe some people, you know, it's just she hit it on the head. And I believe that we need to really pray because some people are so addicted to it, and they live their whole life on Facebook, and they become suicidal, and they have gang things. They have a whole lot of things. I mean, it's got some good things in it, but it's some things that the devil is using to cause us to be divided, destroyed, and things like that. So we need to be in prayer about the different things that the enemy is trying to use against us on social media. I just want to thank the lady for saying that. And now I go on now, but I haven't posted a picture in a while, and I realized that if I could put my face in the book for an hour, I could put my face in the book.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Come on now. You better.
The word of God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to add to that because what happens is this. You know, the reason people say, well, you're not, it got to the point where, are you my friend? I'm like, well, no. Business people, they will not do business with you until you befriend them on Facebook. I'm like, what is the world coming to? But see, what's happening is God said when you get your reward from man, you get none from me.
From God, that's right.
If I post my work that I do for God on Facebook, then God can't reward me because I'm looking for man to give me the reward. See, I tell people, like some family members, get up. I'm making this morning. I'm just here praying for me. Nobody knows you. This is not in the whole world. This is just your little group of people. It's a cycle. You got 20 people in your group. That's the only people seeing that, those 20 people. So, I mean, you think you're out there talking to the world. It's a cycle. And the devil is using that, and God is tired. And why did he have us bring this up this morning? I have no idea. But I tell you one thing. We have got to be praying as mothers and daughters, and we've got to pay more attention to the little children. And Frida said it well. turn the television off, turn the computer off, and go somewhere and sit down. When are we going to start being mothers again? Go somewhere
Amen.
And sit down.
Amen.
All right, Frieda, love you. Thank you for that. And all right, I love you guys. It was a good show, Ivani. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, that was the nail that hit the coffin, Ivani, and I appreciate it. You're always on
yes.
time, girl.
To God be the glory,
Doctor.
To God be the glory.
All right. That's what I say. Let's let the Lord use us. You,
yes.
You was the ram in the bush, girl. All right, that's
praise be to God.
I'll be right back.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Thank you. It was a great show and a great day. To God be the glory. Hey, think about it. Are you waiting on God or is God waiting on you? That's it. Have a great one. Bye-bye.